Listeners, I want to tell you about a new podcast from Odyssey called Family Lore, where people tell interesting stories about their family history, and then we investigate the truth behind them. Family Lore is available now on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your shows.
All right.
Wake up
with Sarah and Vinny.
They're great. They're awesome every morning.
Every morning on Alice 97.3.
Alice 97.3, Sarah and Vinny, Alice's morning show. Well, if you are a Hillary Duff fan or you know someone, oh, Vinny's hand shot right up, or you know someone who is.
I know someone that is. Bob loves Hillary Duff.
She does. I know. It would be fun if she could go to this. Hillary Duff tickets plus the pre-show soundcheck party up for grabs right now. The code word is WOW, W-O-W. Take WOW to RadioAlice.com and enter it in there for your chance to win tickets to Hillary Duff's concert and exclusive pre-show soundcheck party July 11th at the Shoreline Amphitheater. The word this hour is WOW. Take it to RadioAlice.com. Mason will have another code word for you at 12:05, and it's Jane with yet another at 5:05. This hour's code word is WOW, and this is all courtesy of Atlantic Records. Enter now.
Is Bobby back tomorrow?
Bob is back tomorrow.
Whew.
Yeah, I know, because we have Bridge the Gap. We got to get that together.
Well, there's a lot. I can't wait for, in fact, don't tell her, don't tip her off, but I'm going to see if I can't get her to do a special day early version of Bob's Movie Club.
No.
What?
No.
What if she says yes?
It's Thursday at 6.
But she might want to.
Hey, people have their alarm set. It's in their calendar reminders.
She might be bubbling over just like someone else I know.
Is it you?
It is me.
Okay. We're going to wait till Thursday, Vin. I like the enthusiasm.
Did you like it?
He has some problems with it. He did like it.
No, I liked it very much.
But he has some questions.
I do have some questions, though.
Interesting.
You can call or text us anytime. Guess what questions Vinny has. 800-400-3697. And email us, Sarah and Vinny at odyssey.com. Sarah with an H, Vinny with an I-E, Odyssey with an A-U-D-A-C-Y.com.
Odyssey.
And the whole show is powered by San Francisco Bay Coffee. They are really
delicious.
The V8 in our motor this morning. I'm going to start with, this is kind of adorable, also really funny that it's popped its head back up. I did not know this person sang. But here is your headline. Watch Paula Abdul swoon during Alan Ritchson's 2004 American Idol audition. Watch Paula Abdul swoon during Alan Ritchson's 2004
this
American Idol audition.
Reacher?
So this is 22 years ago, young guy who winds up playing Reacher and has just recently been in the news for the altercation that he had with his neighbor because he's riding his motorbikes around the neighborhood too fast. Here he is on American Idol. He's singing a Stevie Wonder song.
Oh.
But the funniest part is she likes him from the get-go. She's all, woo!
There, you'll see.
Okay.
Sorry, Alan. Can I just say before you start,
you
thank you. Thank you for putting a little smile.
Oh, you put a smile on Paula's face.
Come here. First time we see her smiling, Alan.
Oh, oh, God, bless you for God.
That. Oh, I'm gonna, you know, shoot.
There was this one guy in Atlanta. His name is Alan Ritchson, and he's totally hot. Randy and Simon decided to leave the table and let Alan sing the whole audition to me. Now, listen, I'm a professional, and it didn't sway my decision much.
You are the sunshine of my life. That's why I always stay around.
I gotta sing.
You are the apple of my eye.
Oh.
Forever you'll stay in this heart.
So it's him.
It's a yes.
He's very young. Oh, yeah, she's fully a yes. He gets eliminated in the Hollywood Week
round.
I'm
sure.
But age 20. From Niceville, Florida. Niceville.
This is him before steroids, though.
He's still pretty built, but yeah, he's a 20-year-old kid. It's like he is not the pumped-up reacher dude that he becomes. And he has yet to develop the furrow between his eyebrows and the maturity of... Now I guess he must be about 42 or something. But there you go. Alan Ritchson. That is a resurfaced clip of his season 3 audition, 2004. She does get pretty giddy in the clip. Simon Cowell says, sorry, Alan, I can just say before you start, thank you for putting a little smile on Paula's face. God bless you for that. She called him totally hot. He did pass the audition, got cut in the Hollywood group round.
Oh, it happens.
There you go.
Only one winner, right?
So funny, though. Yeah, you know what? I was still totally watching the show in 2004. I think I stopped whatever season Jennifer Hudson was on. I was like, when she didn't win, I'm like, that's a travesty. And I stopped being quite so devoted to it.
I think it's interesting that there are people who want to be entertainers and they might even be multi-talented. And there he is.
Yeah.
Like, I can sing. Let's see what I can do.
Yeah.
I can act. Let's see, you know, whatever. I'm game for however I can get a leg up in this business.
When did he start being on Reacher?
I think we're at the third season, but I don't think they're certainly not doing two seasons a year.
Right.
So I don't know when it began, but that's the first I'd ever seen this dude was in the role of Reacher. He may have been around, but I don't know.
All right, let's see what he's worth. You want to take a guess?
He's worth... $15 million.
Maddie?
I'll say 10.
He's worth $6 million.
Wow.
Estimated net worth of about $6 million.
He's done a movie now, and I would bet there's even more in the works. Like, he's probably got work lining up.
Yeah.
Unless they went, oh, he beats people up in the street. Maybe we need to not.
They're saying Reacher's the biggest thing. He played Agent Ames in Fast 10, Fast X. He was in The Hunger Games, Catching Fire, Teenage Mutant Ninja Turtles, and he owns a $2.2 million home in Florida, and apparently has a collection of high-end cars, including a Bentley Flying Spur.
No idea.
Ooh.
I don't know what that is either. Alan Ritchson. Ritchson, I would say.
Well, there's Alan
Rickman.
And that's the guy from Harry Potter and Die Hard and other.
Rest in peace.
Uh-huh.
Okay, so there you go. There's Paula Abdul swooning. Here's your headline. All Within My Hands donates $125,000 to flood relief in Hawaii. That is Metallica's organization.
Oh, rad.
Yeah.
Well, I know that Kirk lives in Hawaii, so good.
It's been there in... You know, it's bad. They're calling it the worst flooding at sea in more than 20 years. The islands are looking at about $1 billion in damage statewide. It's tons of slow-moving thunderstorms with torrential destructive rains. The soil became saturated. The river surged to record levels. The rains continue. Hundreds of homes in Oahu have sustained damage. Millions of dollars in damage to farms across the island.
I'm waiting for someone to predict that weather's going to stabilize and normalize and go back to the good old days. I'm hoping that prediction comes soon. I'd like to see that.
That'd be nice.
Good luck with that one.
This spot where I go surfing, the parking lot has been falling into the sea an alarming rate, and they're at their fifth or more try of trying to stabilize this cliff from continuing to fall into the water.
Mm.
And it's, I hope they get it this time. Fingers crossed.
Yeah.
Yikes.
The ocean just keeps pounding.
Well, that's normal. There is certainly an erosion that is normal, but this has moved beyond that into like way farther onto land than normal.
Mm.
Way farther. But could be that we're just going through a moment and everything will normalize and we'll go back to...
You're adorable. That's so cute.
I hope that's the case.
Me too.
Because the last 5 years has been hard to watch.
Yeah. Celine Dion is in the news. She had announced her 58th birthday yesterday and shared the special announcement that she's not just making a comeback in Paris. It's going to be a residency. She's going to play 10 concerts over 5 weeks starting September 12th. And these will be her first shows since being diagnosed with stiff person syndrome.
So is that gone now, or they've just come up with ways to manage it?
I guess
it?
She's found a way to manage it.
Okay.
We first heard about this in December of 2022. I remember just being like, what made up thing is that? Which is wrong of me. But it's just, not- it's a funny name, you know?
You saw the video. Yeah, she's in severe pain.
Oh, it's horrible. Celine says, I want to let you know that I'm doing great managing my health. I'm feeling good. I'm singing again, even doing a little bit of dancing. This year, I'm getting the best birthday gift of all my life. I'm getting the chance to see you, to perform for you once again in Paris, beginning in September.
I'm sure that that's something she's been missing.
I'm strong. I'm feeling excited. Obviously, it's a little nervous, but most of all, grateful.
I often
grateful to all of you.
When I hear a celebrity saying, we're going out on tour and we're going to go do shows, and I think, you've got all the money. You like performing.
Oh, right. You get something out of that.
Right, of course.
Why bother? Because I'm bored. I'm bored in the house and I'm in the house.
Where are you going to go where a giant stadium of people applauds you and screams your name?
I'll go to Paris.
Right.
Justin Bieber is headlining the Saturday lineups at Coachella this year on April 11th and the 18th. If you are a fan of his classic stuff, you might be disappointed. Justin played a secret invite-only show at the Roxy in Hollywood Sunday night. He played 25 songs, and they were all from his 2025 album Swag and Swag 2.
Daisies is a hit.
He also wore shorts that kind of look like, in a weird way, they have like the silky look of like, you know, boxing shorts, mm-hmm. but they're more styled like a regular pair of kind of loose shorts, longish, and then they hang down halfway down his butt. So his boxers are bubbling out the top. You know, that look. So
I do.
Great. And that's it. That's what he wore to his shows.
Oh, no
shirt.
Oh, no. Okay.
At this point, there isn't an indication that this is the set list he's bringing to Coachella, but if he meant it as a warm-up gig, it doesn't bode well for people who want to hear the oldies. Baby, baby, baby. And actually, he's got a lot of songs. Like, what's that one I really like by him? Love Yourself? I love that song. Back in 2023, he sold his catalog for $200 million. That doesn't mean he can't play his older songs, but it is possible he used Coachella to spotlight the newer stuff that wasn't part of that deal. It was supposed to be a camera-free show, but people sneak their cameras in so you can see them.
There's a video for that song, Daisies, where he is, it looks like a sound check.
Yeah.
So it's like a spot where the stage is set up and the guitar player's jamming that lick, even though that's not really, he's figured it out mm-hmm. how to play it. And he gets behind the drums and he starts singing it and you go, this kid, despite being
a tool.
Is so freaking talented that it's hard to hold it against him when he starts doing his thing.
Yeah. He is talented.
Yeah. Really talented.
All right. There's that. I'm going to try and squeeze in the rest of the meet cutes we were talking about.
Oh, all right.
So, oh boy, it's a party in the USA out there.
Yep.
Oh, all the talkies, all the JoJo Shosho kids are out there. That is going to be loud, you guys. All right, so last hour I started these 8 celebrity meet cutes, and I got through the first few of them, but there's a couple cute ones in here. George Takei, that's Sulu from the original Star mm-hmm. Trek. He met his husband, Brad Altman, at a gay running club. He was going to try and train for a marathon, and he asked Brad to help him, and then they started running together all the time. I don't know if that's a meet cute, but that's how they got together. This one is cute. Vanessa Hudgens met her husband on a Zoom meditation group during the pandemic. He is Major League Baseball star Cole Tucker. They both joined a meditation Zoom group, and they're now married and have 2 kids.
That's great. Who's Vanessa Hudgens?
Oh, she's from High School Musical. She's the main character on that.
Who is she again?
High School Musical.
I haven't seen that. Yeah. I don't know her.
Okay. I think you'd recognize her. I want to say she was in, I mess her up with Rachel Ziegler a lot, though. She looks like her.
Rachel Ziegler? Is that the girl who was the head of the NAACP, but she was actually white?
No, that's Rachel Dolezal.
I try to keep all these people
organized.
There
she is. There's Vanessa Hudgens. I can't remember. I think her name was like Gabriella or something in High School Musical.
She's
there
really
she is.
Cute.
Yeah, she's a very cute girl. And she was doing, I mean, honestly, we were all doing all kinds of crazy stuff during the pandemic, but I think a Zoom meditation group is sort of hilarious, especially since you're supposed to be meditating, not staring at the cute boy.
Well.
But they met because of that. Melissa Etheridge's wife, Linda Wallum, was a showrunner for that 80s show, which was very short-lived when they met. Linda wanted to cast Melissa on the show and it didn't work out, but something else did work out.
What?
They're together now.
Oh, yeah. Okay.
And a woman by the name of Luciana Barroso was working at a club in Miami when a guy comes running in and says, I got to hide from some fans. They recognized me on the street. So she's like,
what a move.
Why don't you bartend?
What kind of move is
that? She put him to work making drinks and Matt Damon was his name.
What?
And Luciana Barroso and Matt Damon, I think they have like 4 kids now and they've been together a long time. So there you go. There's your meet cute.
She, I know this because I just watched the movie her and Ben Affleck did on Netflix. Did you see that yet?
Are you talking about Luciana's in?
She's the producer.
Oh.
He has her doing producer jobs on all his movies.
Well, that's fantastic.
Why wouldn't you, right?
I can't think of one reason.
But yeah, I was watching that Netflix show they did, and as soon as the credits started to roll, I'm like, that's his wife. Good for them.
Yeah, why not?
Work together on projects.
Exactly. And then she can keep an eye on you.
And double dipping.
Sure.
She gets paid, he gets paid.
All right, Vinny, what's coming up in the news?
I don't know how to tease you with this. Is zombie surgery. Ooh. Wait, zombie?
Mm. You said zombie. You had me at zombies.
Your true crime podcast keeps listeners on the edge of their seats. But here's the real mystery. Why isn't it making more money? Odyssey Creator Lab is here to solve that. We host your show for free. No fees, no catch. You focus on the suspense while our sales team brings in advertisers and revenue. Stop leaving money on the table. Apply now at creators.odyssey.com and turn your passion for true crime into real revenue.
All right.
Wake up with Sarah and Vinny.
They're great. They're awesome every morning.
Every morning on Alice 97.3.
I'm Jenna Fisher.
And I'm Angela Kinsey.
And we have the podcast Office Ladies. Every Wednesday, we'll be sharing even more exclusive stories and lots of laughs.
Follow and listen to Office Ladies on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
Alice 97.3, Sarah and Vinny, Alice's morning show, presented by San Francisco Bay Coffee. Check out the Alice 97.3 Instagram for video reels and pics from the Sarah and Vinny morning show daily with links to all our personal profiles.
What's up, everyone? This Alice Report is brought to you by the Saturday Morning Special. If you want more of us, we have that.
Yes,
we
do. Please.
Yes.
It's Saturday morning. The Saturday Morning Special is back. Get the best of the week each Saturday from 6 to 10 a.m.
Delightful. Yeah, all the best stuff.
Here's what's happening. We begin with clouds.
Oh.
I don't see any rain at the moment, but there's going to be some drizzle over the next couple days. So, and I welcome the cooler temps. I won't decide for you what to think. You might.
Well, I was willing to wait until spring and summer for the 1,000 degrees.
Right,
yeah.
For the heat waves.
Heat waves
right.
Feel like a July, August thing.
I'm with you.
Mm.
Okay, so, I'll just jump to my first. No, actually, I want to do this story first. Police stop attempted Bay Bridge takeover by 85 unruly cyclists. They apparently got some intel that these kids were not kids, they're probably all grown-ups.
Right.
Were planning to do a Bay Bridge takeover.
Oh.
So they stopped the planned takeover of the Bay Bridge. They were in place as these bicyclists were headed towards the bridge.
Oh.
San Francisco said the department drones tracked the group as they rode the wrong way up Harrison Street off-ramp toward the bridge's lower deck.
Oh, my God.
Officers moved in and formed blockades at both ends of the on-ramp, preventing the cyclists from entering the bridge and also preventing them from running for it.
Good job. You're in big trouble.
They were. They not only got citations, their bikes were taken.
Oh, oh my. Bikes are expensive.
That's what you get.
I don't know if
they
have to, attempt to prove ownership to get them back or
right.
what.
Oh, my God.
But these bridge takeovers, this was on Saturday of this past weekend. So there's the No Kings protest.
Yeah, yeah.
And these things, like a protest, that's sanctioned and well-attended yep. and has a point. These bridge takeovers just plain suck.
Yeah, you're screwing somebody.
I always love.
Didn't want to cross the bridge and didn't want to go where they're going and has to go there.
Right. And now you guys have taken over and you're going to do wheelies. And I do like to watch you do wheelies. I am a fan. But.
You are that guy.
I am that guy. I have absolutely been like, those freaking kids. Oh, my God. Look at that guy, though.
That kid's cool.
That is. So
that kid's really cool. I would have hung out with that kid when I was a kid.
You see that guy? Pretty awesome.
Boy.
You don't fall for that at all?
No. I just go, oh, my God, that's a head injury waiting to happen.
Yeah, but what about the...
No.
When they just go.
Just cruising.
Wow, what great balance you have. Now get off that bike right now. That's it. I'm confiscating your bike.
Anyway, they put a stop to the Bay Bridge takeover, and I want to applaud the police for a moment. I am a bike guy, but you don't need to do that. You just don't.
Yeah.
Do they? They don't do that thing they used to do, and you even call your bike gang something, a takeoff of it.
Critical mass is what we are.
Yeah, they don't do critical mass anymore, do they?
They don't. It was like every first Friday or something. Everybody would meet and they would
ride somewhere in the area, and it'd be a whole...
Nut up traffic or whatever.
Yeah.
Yeah, I don't know if they still
do
that.
They still do it last Friday of every month.
Oh.
Yep.
And where do they start?
They start at Embarcadero Plaza. Past years, there were thousands of riders. Current riders generally draw about 100 or 200 people.
Yeah, no, in the past,
for a minute
that's what
there,
I'm talking
it was
about.
Like it was out of control, big. Yeah, we're critical mess though. We're just, we're a bike gang that hangs out on the bike paths.
But it's a shout out to
To critical mass,
the original.
Yeah.
Anyway,
we're gonna be Hell's Ankles.
I like that.
Yeah, but we didn't want to seem any tougher than we actually are.
Oh.
Hell's Angels seem tough. We're like, well, we're not really badass.
Well, who knows? Maybe they don't like you biting their name and come for you.
That's, we went with critical mess.
You don't want no trouble. this is one of those stories that's kind of fun, and it will lead me into my,
setting up
zombie
your segue.
Zombie filler.
Oh, yeah, okay.
Zombie filler. That's not the story yet. This is the story.
All right.
They say here a World War II vet has become the oldest organ donor in U.S. history at 100 years old.
Oh, my goodness.
You could save someone's life with your parts on your way out.
What is...
They say his liver was 100% healthy, he could donate it, so he did. And there are people on lists waiting.
Hoping, praying.
For a part.
Yeah.
So I never did that until I heard you do it. And and that was 20-something years ago, but you've been an organ donor forever. I want to donate my whole body to science. That's a little much. But I do think that if I were in an accident, I would want them to immediately get what they could out of me and put it into use.
I mean, if they can save me, try and do that.
Right.
But if not, if I'm vegetative or what, take everything that is useful.
Well, I mean... You just think about that person that still has a lot of life to live if only they had the thing.
A kidney.
And they've got kids and a partner and whatever, and now they're...
All the stuff.
They're just waiting, hoping someone
can... For a match.
Can,
yeah.
Right. Praying someone dies and gives them stuff.
Yeah, somebody, please, bite it. I can have your stuff.
Come on! Okay, that's probably not true. No one's doing that.
They are, though.
This next story is the first thing on the list is zombie filler.
Okay.
Or using cadaver tissue that's been sterilized and branded as aloe clay is the latest cosmetic surgery rage.
Oh, you're going to get a little piece of a dead person inserted, like for a calf implant or something?
This story is off of Park Avenue on Manhattan's Upper East Side.
We're going to cannibalize these bodies.
They're talking about the latest in plastic surgery.
Okay.
On a coffee table in the waiting room, fanned out brochures tout facelifts, non-surgical man area implants, and more.
Non-surgical implants.
I don't know. Who knows? I don't know. Wow. And then there's something new on the menu. A state-of-the-art procedure that employs cadaveric adipose tissue.
Oh, adipose tissue is fat.
That is fat harvested from a corpse.
So they take the fat.
And then sterilize it.
And then
put it into tubes and rebranded it as something called aloe clay.
Aloe clay.
Until now, cosmetic surgeons would use autologous fat transfers, meaning fat that is extracted from one part of your body and put into another, re-injected into areas requiring some more lift. For women, the lips, the breasts, the butt. In men, the pecs, the biceps, the calves. But aloe clay means those who don't want it removed from themselves can get it.
I'm perfect. I just need a bigger butt.
Well, also, I think that hurts.
Oh, yes. Apparently, liposuction is an incredibly, like, you're bruised all up because they're jamming that thing in there to get your fat.
So I don't know who wants this, but that's the newest craze.
Would you take that if it was like, this will make your butt perfect and we'll mold it and it's somebody else's fat, they're dead and they've made this donation to you?
I would not. Would you?
Well, I just can't see myself getting a procedure done, but it wouldn't bother me that it was someone else's fat.
They're not pecs if they're not muscular.
Oh no, they're shaped like that, so they do count as pecs.
Squashy is not good, and I would rather just do a lot of push-ups, and I will get back in shape. I know that. I knew when you know, there's things that you talk about in advance of having kids and making changes.
I'm never gonna do that.
And, well, no, I told my partner at the time, I was like, look, I cannot juggle all the stuff. So things are gonna fall out of, and it's been my own health.
Yeah. That is the thing. You start cutting things left and right, and it turns out to be your time to actually take care of yourself.
Right, exactly. And so I often think when I see that dad who's somehow still in shape, I'm like, is he able to do both? Or is he just skipping out on the school pickups or whatever? I don't know.
Probably that.
I don't know.
Probably gets up extra early, works out, goes to work.
I'm going
to
guess there are people. I know that about myself. Exactly right. There are people who can do an all day and be like, that's a day well lived. Me, somewhere in the middle, I'm in tears. It's too much.
I know.
I just can't do it all.
I'm the camel and there's one too many straw.
How can I?
You can't. Why even try?
Oh, thanks for meeting me there. That was well done.
Yeah.
Our text number is 800-400-3- or should I do another story? I have more stories.
Oh, no, it's okay.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, we got 800-400-3697
is our text number, and Maddie's on the show.
559, don't know where that is. My sister died when she was 18 in a car wreck and donated all of her organs. Her heart recipient was, I don't know what she's saying there, but lived in Concord, and that's why I am in the Bay Area now to be closer to her.
559 is Central California, Fresno, Visalia, Hanford, and Madera.
You're telling me this lady moved to the Bay Area to be closer to the heart that...
We're the recipient.
You think they know each other.
Well, yeah, I'm sure they've met, and I think you're allowed to meet the family of the donor.
How interesting.
Yeah, that's really neat.
So they must have gotten close. And plus, you know, her sister's heart's in there.
Yeah.
I love my sister.
Well, okay.
Huh? I'm
not going to talk her off that.
Yeah, no, but... right. I mean, clearly there's a connection there between them.
All right.
It's just, like, I have questions. What?
Well, that's what I was thinking.
My first one is what?
That's a big move.
What'd you say?
Yeah.
I know.
Expensive move.
Yeah.
707, there's a kid who's been doing wheelings the length of my street. Well, I was impressed. I did open the door so I could possibly hear if he crashed and needed help.
He's not going to crash, though, because he's cool.
Yeah. You know, even cool people do occasionally crash.
I'm telling you.
It happens. Look at Paul Walker.
Like, that's a Jason Sisko thing. Like, I used to watch that kid. Mm-hmm. He could do stuff, and you'd go, wow.
Yeah. Why are you climbing up the top of that telephone
pole?
All
the stuff that kid pulled would take your head clean off, and often, there's no cameras. You'd look up and go, what are you He wouldn't even go, hey, check me out. He'd just be doing something that when you...
I just decided to climb it. Sisko. You're crazy.
He is crazy.
He always had that guy in the group.
Uh-huh.
650, our twins turned 4 on Friday, and we're still figuring out the workout running schedule with the littles. It's rough. Danielle mm-hmm. from Livermore.
Mm-hmm.
707, please donate. Save a life. Can't reiterate that enough. Like, please donate.
Yeah, your
and make
organs,
sure your family knows. Like, it's not enough to have it on your license. Your family has to know because they have to give consent. So make sure everybody knows you want to be an organ donor. Then finally from 415, somebody wanted to know, what's the movie for Bob's Movie Club this week?
Oh, well, it's Project Hail Mary, and you've only got 2 days
to go see it.
Maybe only one.
No.
She might want
She's not going to do it tomorrow. It's Thursdays at 6 a.m.
She's not allowed to.
Yeah, we're not letting her change it for you.
Yeah.
You could have a conversation with her off air about it.
Such a mean lady.
But you don't want to burn all your on-air stuff, you know? Don't burn it.
What do you mean?
I mean, if you have the conversation with her before, then you won't want to say all the things when we're actually
doing
it. That's
true. I never repeat
stuff.
You
don't like to do that.
Right. That's why you never give someone you're interviewing the questions beforehand.
Never.
Because they'll have an answer just scripted in their head.
Or they'll say, no, don't ask me that one.
Yeah.
No, I'm not that one. Yeah, also that one. No, that's a no.
What's this got to do with we should do Bob's Movie Club at 6 a.m. tomorrow?
Nothing. We're not doing that. So we're trying to think of other things to talk about.
Just came full circle.
Okay. Vinny, you want to play? How old is that guy or when did that happen?
When did that happen?
Let's see if you made the right choice. Here we go. Ford unveils the V8 engine. When did that happen, Vin? Ford unveils the V8.
I am going to say that is 1950.
1949.
1932. That's a point
for
Maddie.
Of a mother,
by the way, you're
what?
Tied now because Vinny came into it with an extra point for winning earlier. Thomas Peterson Mundy cast his ballot in a New Jersey municipal election. He was the first black man to vote after the 15th Amendment was ratified. When did that happen? And Maddie, you're first.
1867.
1870. Should have gone one over. Mm-hmm. 1870. All right, how about Jimi Hendrix sets his guitar on fire for the first time during a concert in London. When did that happen, Vinny?
That was 1963.
I'll go 64.
It was 67. That is a point for Maddie.
Son of a...
Selena was shot to death in Corpus Christi by the founder of her fan
club.
When did that happen, Maddie?
I've seen this movie 10 times and I'm about to blank out.
The J-Lo movie?
Yeah.
1998.
98. What do you think, Ben?
97.
It was 1995. You guys are you're not tied. Maddie has 3 and Vinny has 2. Next up. The Eiffel Tower was officially dedicated at 984 feet tall. It was the world's tallest structure of its time. It held the title until New York built the Chrysler Building and then the Empire State Building. And I think that Vinny is first on this one.
I think it's Maddie.
No, okay, it is me.
Maddie it is. When did that happen? Eiffel Tower was officially dedicated in Paris.
1872.
1873.
1889. That's a point for you, Vinny, and we're tied 3-3.
Yeah. He wouldn't have guessed that.
Let's see here.
You don't know.
I don't know. I don't know much.
Brandon Lee dies on the set of The Crow.
Oh, come on.
After being shot in the stomach with a gun that was supposed to be loaded with blanks. This, they're saying here the special effects crew was actually taking real bullets and rigging them into blanks. And one of them misfired. His death was ruled an accident, but Brandon Lee died on the set of The Crow. When did that happen, Vinny?
1992.
92.
93.
93 is the exact right answer. That's 2 points. And Maddie wins by a score of 5-3.
Oh, yeah. This is going Maddie. Out to everybody who's just having a day today. Have a good one.
Maddie.
Yes.
On the show. Yes, Maddie. Woo-hoo! He's on the show. Yes, Maddie.
Yeah. Yeehaw! Pow, pow.
So pissed off.
Well, you did win the game earlier. So
you've been winning a lot, dude.
I know.
Yeah, dude.
Yeah, dude.
Okay, goodbye. Tomorrow morning, 8 o'clock in the morning, another round of Bridge the Gap. We're basically hijacking 95.7 The Game, our little brother station. We're grabbing dibs from the Willard and Dibs Show in the afternoon for Gen X to battle returning defender Sam Lubman from the Morning Roast.
At some point,
for the Zillennials.
We might open this up to our audience, right?
Yeah, it's about being able to get people into the building.
Yeah.
Yeah.
We want to do that.
We do want to.
There's some hurdles.
And keep it here on Alice all day. We've got your chance to win Hillary Duff tickets at 12:05 and 5:05 with Mason and It's Jane. And we'll see you back here on Hope Day.
Thank you.
All right.
Wake up with Sarah and Vinny.
They're great. They're awesome every morning.
Every morning on Alice 97.3.
Life can feel overwhelming, but you don't have to go through it alone. On my podcast, From the Heart with Rachel Braithen, I share openly and vulnerably about everything life brings us and what we can learn by living with our hearts a little bit more open. Every Friday, a new episode brings you a new story with topics on self-care, motherhood, healing, and more. You are enough, just the way you are. This podcast is a reminder of that. Follow and listen to From the Heart with Rachel Braithen wherever you get your podcasts.